A report by the Justice Department's Inspector General says a former FBI translator was fired in part because of complaints she made about the Bureau. Sibel Edmonds was dismissed after she accused other FBI translators of mishandling information in terror investigations. Edmonds has been trying to sue the FBI, but as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, her case has been stymied by government secrecy.
Sibel Edmonds' story begins just after the 9/11 attacks, when she was hired on contract to translate FBI documents. While working for the Bureau, she says she was shocked to find that many of her colleagues were not qualified for their translation duties. And some of those people, she says, were notifying the targets of investigations that they were being watched.
But besides that, there were certain investigations and translations related to these investigations that were intentionally blocked.
Edmonds says she did the right thing. She reported all of this to her superiors. As a reward, she says she was fired. When she sued the Bureau, the Department of Justice took an unusual step. It classified pretty much everything about the case, including information that was already public.
Currently, I cannot say whether or not I speak Turkish, I speak Farsi, or I speak Azerbaijani.
As a result, a judge recently threw out Edmonds' suit. The Inspector General for the Department of Justice recently completed a report on her allegations, but that, too, remains classified because Attorney General John Ashcroft says the information could compromise national security. Now, FBI Director Robert Mueller has admitted the investigation concludes Edmonds' allegations were, quote, at least a contributing factor in why the FBI terminated her services. In a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Mueller notes the Inspector General's report did not conclude Edmonds was fired in direct retaliation for her complaints, but Mark Zaid, who's representing Sibel Edmonds in court, says the letter shows that her case should go forward.
I think it further shows that the FBI and the Justice Department have further abused the classification system and process to defeat Sibel's litigation claims.
Zaid is demanding that the Justice Department release a declassified version of the Inspector General's report. So are Senators Patrick Leahy of Vermont and Charles Grassley of Iowa. The Department of Justice only says it will consider the requests, but the government won't comment further on the case, noting that the information is classified and that Edmonds is appealing the decision to throw out her suit. The Project on Government Oversight has filed its own suit challenging the classification of the information. Executive Director Danielle Bryan notes the government's actions are an unusual attempt to reclassify information after the fact, information that had already been disclosed to Congress.
What was retroactively classified was not the whistleblower's information. It was the official briefing provided by the FBI that was unclassified about her allegations.
In his letter, FBI Director Robert Mueller said he's trying to determine whether the case merits disciplinary action against any FBI personnel, but until the Justice Department agrees to release more information, Sibel Edmonds' crusade to expose alleged incompetence remains on hold. Edmonds testified about her concerns to the 9/11 Commission, but the 9/11 report only referenced her complaints in a footnote. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.